780 against him. Wait, it's upside down. Now it's 220. All right. Hey, we're having fun tonight.
Yes, we are.
This is all about the ballpark. You know what? You know, I was seeing some stories today about, you know, people maybe not driving as much during the course of this weekend. There's been a lot of trouble with flights and so forth. And here we are for almost, for everybody. I don't care whether it's Lewistown, Clearfield, Lock Haven, Altoona, Bellefonte, Blanchard, Port Matilda. It's a short drive for everybody. You know, virtually no gas involved. Parking's inexpensive. Tickets are inexpensive. Kids Zone is wide open. It's family entertainment. Great food. You just get to enjoy yourself. And guess what? You know, you're not going to feel like you're shelling out a billion to do it. You know?
Exactly. And then, and also, we do want to caution everybody, if you're buying tickets online, you do not have to shell out big bucks. It's affordable prices. When you're buying online, head to statecollegespikes.com. Make sure you're buying from the Spikes official site.
Yes, yes.
There are other sites that don't necessarily give you those same deals, and unfortunately, we've had a few stories of that this summer, but don't be fooled. StateCollegeSpikes.com is your one-stop shop.
And that's the only one we ever promote to you. The
exactly.
only one we ever promote to you is StateCollegeSpikes.com. Will Simpson's out there at the mound waiting for Brendan Knoll and Owen Ayers to join him. We're getting ready for our national anthem and the voice of Medley Field at Bridal Park, Rodney Martin.
As you are able and kindly remove your hats. Joining us this evening to honor our great nation with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Kimberly Smith.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting, still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Ladies and gentlemen, Kimberly Smith.
It was 246 years ago this weekend in Philadelphia where they sat down and crafted the Declaration of Independence. The country may not be perfect, but it's the greatest country on the face of the earth. We'll come back with the opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider in Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see Junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity. 865-3566 for an appointment.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek and you're looking for action, play the PA Lottery. keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Fourth of July weekend, and there's no place I'd rather be than in the ballpark talking to all of you as the Spikes get ready to take on West Virginia. Brendan Knoll on the mound. Defensively, Will Simpson is at first. Jake DeFreeze at second. Keyshawn Ogun's at short. Kevin Karstetter at third. Lyndon Weaver in left. Luke Seidel in center. Ty Williams in right with Owen Ayers behind the plate. And the opening pitch of the game at 6:35. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider. Located on North Athens Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is A-C-O. First pitch is a swing and a miss for a strike. It is 0-1. 84 degrees at game time. Hazy sunshine. Pitch to the left-handed hitter and side corner for a strike, and Brendan's ahead quickly 0-2. Hazy sunshine on this July 1st. Knoll winds and delivers. Up high, good purpose pitch, 1-2 the count. Mention what Knoll's done to this point. Out of Minnesota State, 6 foot, 215-pounder, 23 years of age. Outside corner, call, strike three, got him. Strikeout for Brendan Knoll. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health offers clinical excellence and compassionate care, 15 locations. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. The McDonald's strikeout guy is Blaze Brothers. He's eighth in the league in hitting at 318. And bats on the right side. The pitch by Knoll. That's on the ground to third. Karstetter on the second hop has it. Big hop, throws to first. Dug out of the dirt by Simpson in time. Two gone. Ryan Hernandez to the plate. Hernandez at 371. With two home runs and six knocked in with a couple of doubles. Hernandez talking to Brothers about what Knoll throws. Hernandez out of Boston. Senior at the University of Houston. Big man, too, 6'4", 240 pounds. In that right-handed box, pitched him as a strike. So three straight first pitch strikes from Brendan Knoll to open the game. Knoll out of Minnesota State stares in. He's a guy that goes to a full windup, brings the glove right over his head, and delivers. Checked in on the breaking ball. He went around. 0-2 the count. Knoll went 8-3 with a 3.55 ERA, 61 strikeouts and 26 walks at Minnesota State. 66 innings, 59 hits. Here's the pitch. That is lined to left field. Coming on as Weaver won't get there. Falls for a base hit. First hit of the game for Ryan Hernandez. And this will bring up Hunter May to the plate. May, the DH, hitting 324. May has two home runs and nine knocked in with three doubles and a triple. May add a slight L in the right-handed box. Pitch. Line to right field. That's a hit. Picked up by Ty Williams. Hernandez pulls into second. First and second now with two outs. Merrick Chaloup to the plate. Right fielder will check in at 324. Home run, 16 knocked in with seven doubles and one triple. Seven doubles are good for tied for second in the MLB Draft League, and he waits in the right-handed box. Knoll goes set. Checks second and delivers. Drops in a breaking ball for a strike. Get his 0-1. He's 5-for-5 on first pitch strikes. Getting ahead's been no issue. Here tomorrow, here's Sunday. All 6:35 starts. Hernandez on second. May on first with two outs. Knoll goes set at the letters. Righty looks at second. Delivers. And that's another great breaking ball for a strike. Chalup was completely fooled on that one. Breeze blowing 10 to 15 miles an hour toward left, starching the flags in left center. Set by Knoll, the pitch way outside, and he threw it away. Bounced off the bricks, but no advance. Now throw to first. They've got him picked off. No, he got in under the tag. Wow. I'll be honest with you. I thought he was out. And the difference could be angle, because my angle is on, I think, the better side to see it. But the umpire wouldn't be there for the simple reason you'd be in the way of the throw. No advance by the runners. 1-2 the count. Shadow out in front of home plate. Knoll high set. Looks at Hernandez at second. Delivers. Lifted in the air. Shallow right, Williams comes on, calls everybody off, and puts it away, and ends the inning. Note, at the end of a half inning, West Virginia nothing. State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Bottom half of the first inning, and we're in a scoreless game, and the Spikes will send to the plate. Luke Seidel, Keyshawn Ogans, and Kevin Karstetter, middle third, Will Simpson, Alex Terrell, and Ty Williams. Bottom third, Lyndon Weaver, Owen Ayers, and Jake DeFries against Cedric DeGrandpree. Defensively, Hernandez at first, Stewart at second, Brothers at short, Greer at third, Gupton in left, Crail in center, Chalup in right, and Gurney behind the plate. Already went through to Grand Prix's numbers, making a .08 ERA. 13 innings, 11 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Struck out 22, great number in 13 innings. Walked only 4 opposing hitters, .244 against him this year. Luke Seidel, welcome back. 1-for-4 in his return to the Spikes. Seidel last year at 326 here with no home runs and 9 knocked in with 3 doubles, a triple. He was 16-17 in stolen bases and last year scored 23 runs. Out of Milwaukee, when he went back to Milwaukee this year, he had a home run, 19 knocked in at 305. That's on the ground. First pitch swinging, picked up by Hernandez, gets to the bag, one pitch and one out. Keyshawn Ogans to the plate. Ogans at 265, a home run, 4 knocked in with 2 doubles, a triple, and 7 runs scored. He went 2-for-4 last night at Frederick. Out of the University of California, so I didn't bring up the USC-UCLA thing. I just thought it to be nice I wouldn't do it. imagine them. They're going to be playing in this park. It's in there for a strike to Ogans. It's 0-1. Ogans out of Daly City, home of the Cow Palace, the original home of the Warriors when they went to San Francisco. The pitch. It's on the ground, wide of the bag at third. Foul, it's 0-2. Back when the Warriors won their first title in 75 against the Bullets, they played in the Cow Palace. One gone, base is empty in the bottom of the first. Scoreless. As DeGrandpre leans in. That's what he wants. Ogans waits. Pitch to the right-handed hitter up high for a ball. It's 1-2. DeGrandpre out of the state, out of Saint-Simon, Quebec. 6'3", 210 pounds. Pitch. Broken bat to second. Picked up by Stewart. Sidearm to first in time. Gets him by a couple of steps. Two gone. He's 20 years of age. He turned 20 on January 25th. Kevin Carstetter went 1-for-4 the other night. 0-for-1. And as he was in the game late as a catcher last night. Hitting 291 with a home run and 7 driven in with 4 doubles. One of them was down at Frederick. 7 stolen bases, 7 runs scored. That's on the right side. That one home run was in this park. The pitch up high for a ball, 1-0 the count. And again, that wind is 10 to 15 and blowing to left or sometimes like it is now out. And the ball on an 84-degree hazy night moves in this park. The pitch, up high and tight, bends him back. It's 1-1. It's 2-0, excuse me, 2-0. I only say that from 16 years of experience of being in the park. It does fly here. April, when it's a little colder? No. That's when you schedule USC and UCLA. That's wide for a ball, 3-0 on Kevin. I do not believe Kevin has drawn a walk this year. He's been hit by a pitch. And ball four. It's actually the third walk he's drawn this season. And that'll bring Will Simpson to the plate. So Will Simpson will step in, leads the league in home runs with 4. He's driven in 10, inning 324 with a double and a triple. 0-for-4 last night. He could be below zero and Simpson could hit it out. Doesn't matter about the temperature with him. He's just flat out got power. And the pitch, ball, 92 from DeGrandpre. It's grayed out. Baseball's expanded into Canada. More and more players from Canada, like DeGrandpre, playing. On the ground, right side, Stewart ranges to his left, throws in time, and the inning is over. Spike Strand won. One full in the books. Or is this the ninth inning? We're doing everything backwards tonight on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at 4 convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Game as we head to the top of the second inning, and Brendan Knoll will face Stewart and Benjamin Greer. 6, 7, and 8 in the Bears batting order here in the top of the second inning. Gurney, the catcher, bats from the left side. 1 for 17 with a double to this point. And the pitch, way outside, missed by a mile on that one. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Knoll, 8.3 strikeouts per 9 innings at Minnesota State this season. Gurney waits, the pitch. Checked it, didn't go. It's 2-0. Gurney out of Scotland, Ontario. He is committed to play at the University of Utah. He is just 18 years of age. It's on the ground, backhanded by Simpson. Underhand to Knoll, covering in time. Well done. Fundamentals perfect on that play, one gone. Here's Stewart at the plate. Stewart hitting 200 with no home runs, 3 knocked in with a double. Stewart, 5'11", 185 pounds, out of the Woodlands, Texas. Playing for Northwestern State in Louisiana. Just a sophomore there. And Stewart steps into the right-handed box. Williams very deep and right. But again, I think you feel more comfortable coming in. And that pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. Normal depth by Weaver in left and Seidel in center. But Williams is very deep and right against a right-handed hitter. But with the sun the way it is, and the sun for Simpson and Williams, the pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike. Levels the count at 1-1. Well, you look at DeFries at second. He's playing on the grass. And Williams along with Simpson, any ball at sun. That's just the way it is here. Pitch. On the ground, high hopper up the middle. DeFries behind the back, backhands, fires to first. Not in time. He just could not get enough on the throw. Will be an infield hit. He made a fine play. He just really could not plant and fire it. And because of that, it gave him an extra step, the one he needed. And here's Benjamin Greer at the plate. 1-on-1 out here in the top of the second. We're scoreless. Greer, a switch hitter, will bat from the left side. Hitting 222 with no home runs, 2 knocked in. He has a triple. So Knoll with the middle infield, the double play. Depth spikes have turned 19. The pitch, outside corner for a strike. That's 6 first pitch strikes in 8 hitters for Brendan Knoll. Greer out of Pearland, Texas, playing for San Jacinto Junior College. Seen our fair share of guys off that team this year. And the pitch, outside, just missed. Ayers framed it that time. I think Owen thought they had it. Au contraire. It's 1-1. One ball and one strike, and there goes the runner. Swung on a miss. Throw by Ayers to second. One hops in. Oh, and he just missed getting him. And I'm talking barely. If Ogans did not, on the bounce, if Ogans did not have to go up to get the ball, they had him. Because the ball bounced just high enough, it gave him the extra few inches he needed to beat it to the bag. So Stewart gets the bag. Pitch was a strike. It's 1-2 with one out. Set by Knoll. Looks at second. Brendan delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. That's his second strikeout of the game. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Indy Health. They've earned 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In Best Hospitals by Newsweek and Best in Maternity by U.S. News and World Report. Van Gupton Jr. from Raleigh, North Carolina. Check in. Ranger Community College in Texas. 21 years of age. Pitch to the right-handed hitter is a strike. 7 first pitch strikes out of 9 for Noel. Gupton back in their right-handed box. Gupton, 2 for 29 at the plate. Both are singles. Set by Noel with an 0-1. Check a second and the delivery. It's on the ground to Simpson at first. Backs up. Got it. Race to the bag. Wins the race with ease and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, 1 stranded. Inning and a half in the books. We're scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the second inning. Great to have you with us. Or is this actually the eighth? As we work backwards tonight. I don't know. Scoreless. Great to have you with us here as the Grand Prix goes back to work.
I think it's safe to say, Steve, all the pitchers tonight are going to be working backwards.
I'm not surprised. By the way, what did you think of Frederick Ballpark?
I liked it. First time there, and I like what the Keys have done with it. There's a carousel, a working carousel near the kids' zone in right field. It's got a lot of charm to it, and really enjoyed my time there. Of course, Andrew Klein, Gareth Kwok, great hosts.
Great
and,
people.
Very hospitable. So, and, of course, the Spikes took 2 out of 3, so that didn't hurt either.
I always feel like that makes the experience. All right, so here's Alex Terrell at the plate. And the big man takes it up high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Terrell, with no home runs and 5 knocked in, he's hitting .211 with 3 doubles. Did not play last night. Jack did that to strike 1 and won the count. It's interesting. He'll drive in runs without hits. Sack flies, ground outs. He just hits the ball hard. Shadow halfway between the mound and the plate. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Gets 1 and 2. 325 left field line. 378 left center. 410 the nook. 399 dead center. 375 right center. 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. Set and the pitch. Way outside. It's 2 and 2. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Goes to 8 feet at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. 2-2, swing and a miss. Strike 3, got time at Gurney. First strikeout for the Grand Prix. Ty Williams has been scorching hot at the plate. He went 2 for 4 last night with a home run that was a line drive shot. He also doubled. knocked in a run. He is 6 for his last 8 at the plate. He's now hitting .324 with a home run, 7 knocked in with 3 doubles and a league-leading 2 triples. Outside corner for a strike. Third baseman Greer is up on the grass at third. This guy's been crushing the ball. I'd back up. And he does. Just when you think the players don't hear the broadcast. The pitch, that's grounded foul. Jed Jerko, and the reflexes were better in the day. 0-2 the count. Oh, and the super fans are back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and 2 the count. Lyndon Weaver on deck. That's fouled by Williams. Stays alive, still 0-2.
And it looks like their ranks have expanded down there behind home plate.
Well, they're contagious. Although the last game of the homestand, I gave them a pep talk.
Oh, yeah?
I said, like it. I said, need more. I said, as John Harrow would say, you can give more.
Yes. Big Ten Medal of Honor recipient, no less.
I said, you can give more. They took it to heart. The pitch. Williams fouled it back to the screen. You know what? When it's 0-2 and you're fouling off pitch after pitch, you actually are going really well. Thomas Wilhite, last night's starting pitcher, has the job of bringing out baseballs. To our home plate umpire, Toby McKnight. One out, bases clean. Scoreless, bottom of the second. Williams watches it go outside for a ball. One ball and 2 strikes. Toby McKnight behind the plate. Nick Swaha's working at first. A pitch. Get the strikeout they do by tagging him out. 2 gone. That'll bring Lyndon Weaver to the plate. By the way, to round it out, Steve Zawiski's at third base. Well, last night we talk about what Ty Williams did last night. Well, Weaver also homered last night, his first as a Spike. He also walked last night, now hitting .197, home run, 5 knocked in with 15 runs scored, 12 stolen bases, up high for a ball. Weaver, 7th in the league in runs scored, 4th in stolen bases, 4th in walks with 14. Waits in the right-handed box with a 1-0 count. And the pitch. Up high at the letters to Weaver, it's 2-0. Well, no place else I'd rather be on a 4th of July weekend than in the ballpark and working with Joe Putnam.
Likewise, Steve.
Just great feeling being back here. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for strike, 2-1. Love to see more of you come out tomorrow. Bring your dog. It's Bark in the Park, too. And then the human cannonball here on Sunday. We're going to have a big party this weekend.
Whew. There is so much going on, especially Sunday night, 6:35 game, of course, special start time.
3-1 the count to Weaver. And normally Sundays we've been going at 4:05, but this is 6:35 being the 3rd of July and fireworks after the game.
Yep, always been the fireworks night after the Spikes game.
Outside ball 4, run him.
Well, that's what happened last night. He went on the move, and Luke Seidel just guided one down the right field line and ricocheted around the corner long enough that Lyndon actually scored standing up at the plate.
Run him. Ayers last night was hit by a pitch, walked twice, and officially didn't have a plate appearance. But he homered the other night. He drove in 4. 2 home runs, 9 knocked in, and hitting .242. Pitch. It's inside for a ball and against with the Grand Prix out there. The right-handed pitcher, Owen, is hitting from the left side. Weaver out to his lead at first. Throw to first. Dives back in wearing the blue shoes. They're more like a Butler Bulldog blue.
Yes.
Here on November 14th. There he goes. Swung on and missed. Throw to second.
Once again, look, comes to pass. Speak it into existence, and it shall be.
No, I'm telling you, I'm willing this run in. Now with a runner on second, Gurney will go out and talk to DeGrand Prix, just make sure they're on the same page. We're in the bottom of the second. We are scoreless. Bears. Home run at Frederick. His other home run was here, just to the left of the monster. 1-1 the count. On its way. That's fouled third base side off the top of the Geisinger Champions Club, falls down below. By the way, on 4th Fest, Pepsi Picnic Pavilion is sold out, and the Geisinger Champions Club on 4th Fest is also sold out.
Still plenty of great seats available, but of course those areas are filled up, and tickets are going fast, by the way, so you want to act now to get those tickets for Monday night to see one of the largest fireworks shows in the country. Coming back to Happy Valley.
Dave Tremblay, I wonder if Owen got hurt
there
on that swing.
Yeah.
And Dave's going to make a move here. Dave saw it right away and came down. And let's see what they do here. Owen is in the dugout. 1-2 the count. Weaver's on second. Dave's gone back to the third base coaching box. 6:35 tomorrow for Park at the Park, presented by the Center Daily Times. 6:35 on Sunday. 814-272-1711. And you want to buy and print from StateCollegeSpikes.com. As far as we're concerned, that's the exclusive place to go.
That is the only place you can be sure you are getting authentic Spikes tickets online, StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Ben Columbus will pick up a 1-2 count and hit for Owen Ayers, and hopefully Owen's all right. And I didn't see what happened, so I can't tell you what the issue is. So Columbus at the plate. Like Ayers batting from the left side with a 1-2 count that he inherits at 233, and Owen runs one knocked in. Did not play in last night's game, was 0-for-3 on Wednesday with a walk. Weaver waits at second. And that ball gets away. And Columbus is going to get to first, and Weaver's going to go to third. So it's a strikeout, and that'll be a wild pitch.
Now, Cedric DeGrand Prix now has an opportunity perhaps to strike out four batters in an inning.
Yes, he does.
But in the meantime, the Spikes will look to notch a couple runs before he achieves that.
Well, Jake DeFries will be at the plate. 0-for-1 last night as he entered the game late. Hitting 231, no home runs, and a couple knocked in. And if he gets on base, you run him. He's 2-for-2 in stolen bases after going 58-70 at Gwinnett this year. See if he can drive in a run with two outs. The pitch squares the bunt, pulls back at the ball. 1-0 the count. Weaver's on third, Columbus on first. With two outs. 1-0 the count. The set and the pitch. High hopper up the middle. Good job on the short hop picked up by Brothers and throws him out. Tough short hop, and Blaze Brothers made the play, and the inning is over. He'll have to settle for three strikeouts. Two in the books. Or is it eight? I don't know.
It's upside down.
On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, always had an interest in helping people. I spent 4 years in the military after residency, stationed in Naval Hospital Beaufort, South Carolina, taking care of Marine Corps recruits at Parris Island, and to be able to take care of them was really an honor.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, they're inspired to care for you like a member of the family. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Paul Harakoff shares that sense of purpose.
I enjoy being part of a team that makes a difference. You know, we have a great staff at Penn State Sports Medicine.
our nurses, our medical assistants, our physical therapists, everybody is there to make our patients better. And it doesn't matter where you are, where you're from, how much money you have, what your job is, you're going to get treated with respect we can to make you better. And that's a great feeling when you come home at the end of the day.
Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
We move our way to the top half of the third inning in a scoreless game. And Brendan Knoll back to work on the mound for the Spikes. Knoll so far in two innings has given up three hits, but no runs to this point. And Knoll is going to face, for West Virginia, the top of the order. It'll be Crail Brothers and Hernandez. And Columbus takes over behind the plate. And I don't know, we don't know what happened to Owen Ayers. And Joe and I probably will not know until after the game. Sam Crail in his second year at West Virginia. Crail out of Sheraton, Indiana, St. Leo University, struck out swinging to lead the game off. Bats from the left side, and the windup and the pitch by Knoll. Outside and low for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. Knoll stares in. That shadow now is just beyond the pitcher's mound. But Knoll, his body's in sunshine, the pitch. Up high, 2-0 the count. And don't forget, back here tomorrow, 6:35, Bark in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. And then 6:35 on Sunday with fireworks after the game. And Dave the Bullet Smith, the human cannonball, drops in a breaking ball for a strike. The count is 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Knoll goes to that full windup all the time and delivers outside for a ball. 3-1 the count on Sam Crail. Crail at 324, sixth in the league in hitting. He's second in runs knocked in with 16. He is tied for second with 7 doubles on the season. And the pitch. Outside, ball 4. Dangerous guy to put on base. Crail down to first. Sam this year is 6-for-8 in stolen bases. And the McDonald's strikeout guy to the plate, Blaze Brothers. First time up, Brothers grounded out to Carstetter at third. Bats on the right side. Crail, throw over to first, lobbed it over that time, and that gave Simpson a chance to go get it. Again, Crail is 6-for-8 in stolen bases. And with nobody out, let's see if Jed Jerko wants to run him. Decent lead at first as Knoll goes set. Middle infield, double play depth. Throw to first again, he dives back in. Mentioned earlier, the Spikes have turned 19 double plays. West Virginia has only wrapped into 9 double plays so far in 23 games. Outfield straight away, and relatively deep all the way around against Brothers. And the pitch. Curveball inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Wind blowing to left about 10 to 15 miles an hour on this 84-degree evening. Brothers looks down to third, but there's no sign forthcoming. So with that, he just gets back in the box. Knoll throw to first again, dives back in with no tag from Will Simpson. Heavy downpour around 1:30 this afternoon, but the storm was gone in a half an hour. Probably dumped a half inch of rain in a half an hour. There he goes, pitch, and in there for a strike, but dropped by Columbus. So the count is now 1-1, and Crail gets the stolen base, and West Virginia has had a runner on second in all three innings. 1-1 the count to the McDonald strikeout guy, Blaze Brothers. Eighth in the league in hitting. Fourth in runs scored, fourth in stolen bases, Brothers. Set, and the pitch. In tight for a ball, 2-1 the count. He's hitting 318, that's good for eighth. 17 runs scored, that's good for fourth. 12 stolen bases, that's good for fourth. Bounced out the car setter the first time. Crail on second with nobody out in a scoreless game, top of the third. And Knoll double checks second and delivers. Up high for a ball, it's 3-1. David Valdez positioning his fielders. He's moving DeFries over a little bit further away from the bag, and Ogans is now going to shadow at second. 3-1 the count. Knoll high set at the letters to the plate. On the ground, a third, a broken bat picked up by Karstetter. Fires to first, high throw, pulled him off the bag, and going to third is Crail. And it'll be an E5. First error of the game on either side. Here's Ryan Hernandez. Hernandez singled to left his initial time up. First and third with nobody out. Brothers, good speed down at first. Fourth in the league in stolen bases. He is 12 of 13 in stolen bases this season. Columbus behind the plate. You got to make a decision here with him. Do you fake? Do you put a play on? Or do you throw down? Throw to first by Knoll. Just lobbed it over. He didn't even have his feet even on the slab at any point. First and third with nobody out. Top of the third, we're scoreless. Spikes have gone 3 innings in a row without committing an error. Pitch up high and tight for a ball, 1-0 the count. Few high clouds, but mostly bright blue sky up there tonight. Sun goes down at 8:46. And Jim Gott sees something, and he pops out of the dugout, wants to talk to his guy. Allows us to remind you that coming up tomorrow, 6:35, Bark of the Park 2. Bring your dog to the game and have some fun. Presented by the Center Daily Times. Fireworks coming up. Kids run the bases. And the human cannonball, Dave the Bullet Smith. All packed into one July 3rd, Sunday night. Tomorrow and Sunday will both start at 6:35 like tonight. Tickets available at 814-272-1711. Buy print, statecollegespikes.com. Don't go to other sites. Go to that because you'll be assured of your seats. And not only that, you can also go to the box office or walk up. What many people have done here tonight. They've walked up. Top of the third, scoreless. Jim Gott goes back to the dugout. Jim's a real pros pro. Just he and Dave Tremblay both, pros pros. David Valdez, Will Johnson, all. That's a terrific staff they have down there. 1-0 to Hernandez. There goes the runner. Swung on a miss. And they're going to get the run. 1-0. Count on Hernandez is now 2-0. And they have a runner on second. Hernandez back in the box. Everything upside down. All the pictures on the board are upside down tonight. Pitch. Side corner for a strike with a breaking ball. 1-2 the count on Hernandez. Ryan has driven in 6 runs with West Virginia. That's on the right side. Weaver deep and left. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. He needed that one. That's the third strikeout for Brendan Knoll. And it's brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. They're committed to the well-being and safety of our great community. To learn more about how you can stay protected against COVID-19, please visit mountainnittany.org/coronavirus. Hunter May singled to right his initial time up. Brothers with that speed leads off second. Waits and delivers, and he fakes the second. Brothers goes back. Nobody was covering. It's amazing. I look out at the grandstand. You have people sitting in the very front row in right field and several people sitting in the very last row. The pitch. Low and outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to Hunter May. Very comfortable breeze on this Friday night. Maybe warm, maybe hazy, but that 10 to 15 mile an hour wind makes it very nice in here. Ball inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Shadows beyond the pitcher's mound. Halfway between the mound and the second base bag. Set by Knoll and the 1-1. Checked it. That was a strike. Good pitch. 1-2 the count. No appeal needed there. That was just a good pitch that time. 1-2 the count. One gone. Runner on second. One run in. 1-0 West Virginia. Top of the third. Knoll high set at the letters. Wants to go outside and does. Way outside. It's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. We're 2 weeks away from the draft, which will take place during the All-Star game, which this year is in Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine. Home of USC and UCLA, I noticed. The pitch in tight, backed them away, 3-2 the count. So that's the big news around here is USC and UCLA. August 2nd, 2024, will be officially in the Big Ten, joining Penn State and others. Set by Knoll. Looks at second and delivers. Strike right down the heart. Strike three, got him on the 3-2 pitch. That's four strikeouts for Brendan Knoll as he gets him looking. Looking to be part of an all-star team. We just talked about that. Well, Mountain Indy Health's an all-star team, and they offer exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. Merrick Chaloup flew to right his initial time up. Knoll trying to fight his way out of it. Goes set and delivers. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Chaloup out of Czechoslovakia. Talk about the reach of baseball now. Here's the set by Knoll. And the pitch. Curveball in her half of the plate for a strike. Toby McKnight's been calling that a strike all night. So Chaloup out of the Czech Republic. He actually played his college ball at North Greenville this year. He's a junior. But out of the Czech Republic, again, if you could play, they will find you. 1-1 the count, and Knoll checks second and delivers. Curveball hit in the air to right field, backing up. Now circling to his right is Williams. Ty puts it away, and the inning is over. They get a run without the benefit of a hit. There was one error and one left. End of two and a half. They're going to have the third inning stretch tonight just for fun on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel, featuring PJ Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
The State College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bark in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spikes.
So, on upside down night, where the strangest things happen, they did the seventh inning stretch at the end of 2.5. And Joe Putnam sang the song in reverse and was brilliant. How in the heck he ever did that, I will never know. But it was brilliant. All right, Luke Seidel will lead it off 1-0. West Virginia leads it as we play the bottom of the third. Luke grounded out to first, his initial timeout. Pitch to Luke. Side for ball, 1-0 the count. Seidel, a 305 this year, Milwaukee, doubles a triple. He stole 15 bases in 18 attempts, the usual that you see out of him. On the ground to second, backhanded by Stewart, off balance throw, and gets him by a half step. Good play by Stewart. Very nice, going to his right. Keyshawn Ogans to the plate. He grounded to second, his first time up. So here's Keyshawn Ogans. Spikes down 1-0 here. Still looking for their first hit. Even the bag at third is Greer. Outside low, he bounced that one in. 1-0 the count from the Grand Prix. The Grand Prix works from the stretch. And the pitch up high and tight, 2-0 the count. Ogans at 265. He's lifted that average up. He went 2-for-4 last night. Takes a strike there. It's 2-1. Run, 4 hits, no errors for West Virginia. And in the bottom of the third, the Spikes still looking for their first hit. The set by DeGrandpre and the delivery. That's swinging bunt down third. DeGrandpre picks it up. They have no chance. The question is going to be that Ogans fouled off his foot. And he's going to walk back because he did. Jimmy. Two and two the count. Two balls and two strikes. In that right-handed box, here's the set and the 2-2. Bounce that one in, goes full 3-2. They checked the first, but there's no way he swung that time. Base is empty with one out. 1-0 West Virginia, bottom of the third. Carstetter on deck. Here's the set by DeGrandpre. And the pitch. That is down the right field line to the line. Country Kia corner, slicing foul and into the Spikes bullpen. It's full 3-2. New baseballs brought out by Thomas Wilhite for home plate umpire Toby McKnight. Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Set. 3-2. It's on the ground, left side, and under Greer's glove and into left field for a base hit. Hogan's with the Spikes' first hit of the game. Makes the turn at first and retreats. A one-out single to the left, and here's Kevin Karstetter, who walked his first time up. So Karstetter at the plate. Will Johnson, of course, coaching at first, and Dave Tremblay at third. It's only the third walk that Karstetter's had this year. Waits in the right-handed box, middle infield, double play, depth. Throw to first, and Hogan dives back in. Keyshawn was 4 of 6 in stolen bases at Cal. He's 1 of 4 here with the Spikes. He did get thrown out last night. What a job. How did you do that? It's a strike to Karstetter. How did you do that?
Well, I had to work it out over the first couple of innings, pretty much all of it. The upside-down lyrics, but after an artistic triumph like that, you can only celebrate with a ham sandwich.
Over the first, speaking of which, we have our on-field host back tonight. Owen won the count to Karstetter.
You can take the sandwich out of it.
Exactly. Throw it to first again. Now, don't forget on what I'm referring to as Crypto Night on the 9th.
Oh, yes. The NFTs.
NFTs.
NFT Classic.
Pitch on the ground up the middle into center field. Base hit. Hogan's around second. He'll hold there. First and second with the one out. Back-to-back hits from Keyshawn Hogan's and Kevin Karstetter. And here's Will Simpson, who grounded out to second his first time. Is he going to be working tonight?
Yes.
And Boomer,
that's the plan.
And Boomer's going to be here?
That's the plan.
Boy, I need a picture of that. Because honestly, I don't think I've ever seen him in the same room. All right, so here we go.
Well, you know, instead of Crypto Night, it could be Cryptid Night when Boomer's around.
Well, you're leaving him out too? Pitch to Simpson outside and low, 1-0 the count. Between Boomer and the on-field host. You are circling a fogged-in airport, my friend. 1-0 the count. The pitch. That is lined to left field, but playable. And he makes the catch at his knees. Fires back to second. Hogan's gets back. Two outs. Sinking line drive to left. And Gupton is like, yeah, I got it, Nelson. I think Gupton's looking, I don't know if I have it. Finally, he did. Here's Alex Terrell. Terrell has a habit of driving and runs. And Alex is up there now. He did strike out swinging in the second, his initial time up. First and second, two outs. Spikes trying to tie it up. Down 1-0, bottom of the third. Outside Alex, one ball and no strikes. The 52 collegiate home runs, including 15 this year at Florida State. First 4 years at Miami. 1-0 the count. Big left-handed hitter. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled off that one. It's 1-1. Interesting. Chaloup off the line and right. Crail is so deep, he needs binoculars.
Oh.
The set and the pitch. Foul at the plate, 1-2. I mean, Crail is maybe 20 feet in front of the warning track.
He's closer to Lamont than he is home plate.
Exactly. Chaloup is closer to the Czech Republic where he came from. One and two on Alex. The pitch. Foul it straight back to the screen. Good cut at that one. Still 1-2. 1-0 West Virginia, bottom of the third. With two outs, Keyshawn Hogan's on second. Kevin Karstetter on first. Oh, see, Jed Jerko still has a good arm. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful. Beautiful. You know what? They ought to name a street after him. 1-2 the count.
Jerko Drive, maybe right outside the ballpark.
I like it. I think it fits. 1-2. That is it looped into left center field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Ogins will score. Karstetter being held at third. Terrell ties the game at one. As Joe and I said, he has a habit, it's a good one, of driving in runs.
High launch angle drive into the gap in right center, and even though Crail was back deep, he was shifted the other way, and so had to make the long run to try and play it and could not get to the ball.
Yeah, the shift made no sense to me. I was about 10, 15 steps into left center. I didn't get it. Tyler Williams at the plate. Struck out swinging his first time, but he has been wielding. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count.
Tyler actually had an excellent session of batting practice prior to smashing that home run last night in Frederick.
And that was a liner, you said.
Oh, yeah.
0-1 outside, 1-1.
Hunter miles an hour off the bat. Just a line drive rocketing over the fence in left center.
Does it bother you that the only player that understands what our on-field host is saying is Chaloup? 1-1, swing and a miss on high fastball, 1-2.
Well, that might make him a great diplomat.
It might be, but the crowd's confused.
I don't know. I think I did a fair amount of good confusing the crowd last night.
They gave you a standing ovation. So did I. It was great. That was phenomenal. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. He needed that strike out there, and he got it. And that is going to be his fourth strike out of the ballgame. But the Spikes get a run on three hits. They do it the old-fashioned way. They leave two. Three in the books. 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Bowlesburg, and now at Spikes Games at Medlar Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10 Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all razzed up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one of the kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room, best finance offers, and always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte, always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes! College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer. From Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments. And remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up!
Defensive change for the Spikes in this 1-1 game at the top of the fourth as Jordan Williams takes over in center field for Luke Seidel. Brendan Knoll back to work for his fourth inning. No upside down on this broadcast. To take you through the middle three. And just as a change from the on-field host, in English, Joe Putnam.
The Esperanto not really working out.
I'm telling you, he came back confused.
Came back confused.
We sent him away for a reason.
First pitch, bouncer, foul. No, fair ball taken by Simpson. Throw to Knoll. Great presence of mind by Will Simpson at first base. Nick Swaha calls it fair. It's right on the borderline, but Simpson doesn't lose concentration for a moment. Neither did Brendan Knoll, who came over to cover 3-1 on the putout. And that's just an outstanding play to set down Cameron Gurney, the West Virginia catcher.
And Kevin Karstetter, as they threw it around the horn, took the ball, walked it over to Noel, and slapped him on the back a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Again, that was alert. He assumed nothing.
Exactly.
Which brings us back to the on-field host.
Dante Stewart, West Virginia's second baseman, reached on an infield single in the second, stole a base, but was stranded there. He takes a breaking ball low, 1-0.
It's good to have Kiernan Higgins back. It's good to have Luke Seid, Lucas Cook, Kevin Karstetter. Great to have these guys back. Trey Robertson.
1-0 pitch in tight. Stewart jackknifes out of the way. 2-0.
Christian Wall.
Oh, yes.
I mean, is it a surprise that some of the guys that are back have been the steadiest guys?
Not at all. And they're really, you know, Jared Kengott coming back as well. He's been a mainstay in the rotation.
Got one inning last night, Joe. I'm going to assume that was planned.
Well, it's the throw day.
I see. I got you.
Yes. Pitch for a strike to Stewart. 2-1 the count. Noel with 52 pitches thus far, 32 of them for strikes. And the 2-1. Slow grounder on to second, waiting on it to freeze. Scoops it up, fires to first in time. Two away here in the top of the fourth inning in a 1-1 tie.
Jake knew he could not do the standard sidearm throw to first that time. He knew he had to hurry. It wasn't hit hard enough.
Here's Benjamin Greer now. Switch hitting third baseman. Will stay a lefty for the second time up against Noel. He struck out against him in the second. Brennan with four Ks thus far through 3 2/3 innings of work. At a Minnesota State in Mankato, the main campus of the Minnesota State system. And the pitch low, 1-0. And by the way, I did ask him if he'd ever seen the TV show Coach. He has not.
Oh, this is brutal. This is brutal. It's on reruns on every...
I know. I had to explain the premise. Breaking ball for a called strike on the outer edge, 1-1.
I mean, not every defensive coordinator in the country is Luther.
Thank goodness for that.
Oh, see.
1-1, foul third base side out toward the Geisinger kid zone.
I mean, if that's the case, you're at Kansas.
Hayden Fox,
Craig T. Nelson, Shelley Fabre, Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes, 1-2, back to the box, scooped up by Brendan Knoll. He'll head over to first, toss underhand to Simpson. A 1-3 put out the reverse of the opening out of the frame as Noel sets the Black Bears down in order in the fourth.
Of course it was.
Isn't it nice that it's palindromic, though, that I'm back in the middle innings here?
Every single item needs a rudder.
1-1 going to the bottom of the fourth.
It's upside down or not.
That's right. We're here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience. With a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout Central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Let's Take College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bork in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spikes.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. And after Cedric DeGrandpre went the first three innings, allowing one run, which was earned on three hits, he walked two batters, one wild pitch. He struck out four. DeGrandpre with 55 pitches total in the game, 34 for strikes. He's replaced by right-hander Austin Becker, and it'll be Becker to face the 7-8-9 batters in the spikes order, Lyndon Weaver, Ben Columbus, and Jake DeFries. We'll also open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. As Weaver to start things off, walked and stole a base. Occurrence from Lyndon this year, and his first pitch from Becker is grounded to the left side into left field, a base hit. So Weaver collects the spike's fourth hit, and he has been back into a hot mode at the plate as of late. Now here's Ben Columbus. He took over with a two-strike count. It was a 1-2 count, taking over for Owen Ayers in the second during what would have been Ayers' first at-bat. It ends up being Ayers' first at-bat because when a hitter inherits a two-strike count and then the third strike is against them, it's actually credited to the first batter of the at-bat. But, of course, Columbus reached as the third strike was swung on and missed, went wild. And the pitch in the dirt, blocked by Gurney. Gurney, by the way, just joined the Black Bears prior to their trip here to State College. So, thrown right into the fire by Jed Jerko and company. But here's a quick throw to first, and Weaver dives back in. Becker with the red glove on the left hand, trying to catch Lyndon Weaver by surprise, but unsuccessful there. Weaver gains his lead. Here's the 1-0 to Columbus. Grounder to the right side, waiting on it. Stewart picks it up, throw to second for one. Shortstop on to first. Double play. It goes 4-6-3. Stewart to Brothers to Hernandez. That's the first double play turned by the Black Bears tonight. Their 22nd of the season. Now here's Jake DeFries with the bases empty, two outs, bottom of the fourth in a 1-1 tie. DeFries, the left-handed hitting second baseman, grounded out to short his first time up. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard starts in the MLB Draft League. They're on the top of the fourth in Williamsport right now. The league-leading Crosscutters trailing Mahoning Valley 5-3. First pitch to DeFries, a fastball and a called strike on the outside corner. Meanwhile, Trenton and Frederick knotted at three. Bottom of the second down at Harry Grove Stadium, where the Spikes just visited, took two out of three. 0-1 the count to DeFries, the pitch. That's in the dirt, gloved by Gurney. One ball, one strike, and Gurney's first base dugout out of play. He didn't like that one in the dirt anymore, and I don't think Toby McKnight liked it any more than he did. In the big leagues, the Cardinals leading the Phillies 3-2. Nolan Arenado with a two-run homer for the Cards. As the 1-1 to DeFries swung on and missed. Pitch was low, but Jake chased. And it's 1-2. Arenado's actually driven in all three runs for the Cardinals tonight. He had a triple in the first inning to bring in a tally. Marlins leading the Nationals 4-1 top of the sixth. Braves up 2-1 on the Reds top of the fourth. Brewers all over the Pirates 7-0. Bottom of the second. One ball, two strikes. Pitch onward. Bouncer foul, third base side. Paul Marbo's our official scorer tonight, and I'm sure he's shaking his head at that Pirates score over there. He got the chance to see some West Coast baseball recently, taking a jaunt of, what, five different Major League ballparks? That's a dream trip right there. Ball and two strikes to DeFries. Set by Becker in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball in the dirt, so Gurney will have to throw to first to complete the strikeout, and does. That's the first for Becker. It's the fourth of the night. All right, check that. The fifth of the night for West Virginia pitching. Four innings gone here at Medler Field at the Bronto Park. Opener of this Independence Day Weekend Series. We're still not at it one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Family, we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the fifth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Brendan Knoll with an outstanding outing tonight. Four innings of work. He allows one run, which is earned, on three hits. He walked one batter, struck out four, 57 pitches, 36 of them for strikes. And he now gives way to Josh Molares, who has been lights out in his last two outings for the Spikes. His previous mound assignment, Tuesday in relief, he pitched a scoreless one-hit sixth inning in that seven-inning game, setting up the Spikes' victory. And prior to that, Molares got a two-inning assignment against Trenton last Thursday, retiring all six batters he faced, four via strikeout, keeping the Spikes in the game until they could rally, force the sudden death tiebreaker, and win. The Spikes have now won back-to-back games in the sudden death tiebreaker after dropping their first three in that situation. And Molares' first pitch here in the fifth inning is low to Van Gupton Jr. 9-1 and two batters due up for the Black Bears. Gupton, the left fielder, is 0-1. He grounded out to first, his first time up. Sam Crail, Blaze Brothers to follow, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball from Josh. One ball, one strike. Out of the University of San Francisco, Molares now, his season totals not as attractive. He had to overcome some things early, so a 9.35 season ERA in seven total appearances, but back-to-back holds for the right-hander, and he delivers the 1-1 low and away. Total innings, nine runs against him, 11 hits. 15 strikeouts, though, to five walks, a good ratio, 306 the batting average. And again, the more recent numbers are the ones that tell the tale on Josh Molares. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside with the slider, and it's 2-2. Tomorrow night, 6:35 game time, bring your favorite four-legged friend to the ballpark. The Bark in the Park tradition continues here at Medler Field at Lobano Park, presented by the Center Daily Times. The 2-2 popped up down the right field line into foul ground. Simpson is over at the track and makes the basket catch. Tyler Williams was coming in, veering to his left. Simpson having to veer to his right, and it's the first baseman who ranges out to the area in front of the Spikes bullpen to haul it in for the foul out and the first out of the fifth inning. That'll bring Sam Crail to the plate. Left-handed hitting center fielder, 0-for-1 tonight. He struck out looking against Brendan Knoll in the first, walked, and then stole two bases, including a steal of home on the double steal in the third to score the Black Bears' lone run to this point. Molares going exclusively from the stretch and the pitch. There's a bouncer to the right side who is left to freeze. It deflects off his glove, and now juggled by Tyler Williams. Digging for second is Crail. The throw gets past second base, but is backed up by Karstetter, going to an E at third. Well, Crail will definitely I would say, get a single on that. At the very least, we'll see what the official call is. But here is Blaze Brothers. The McDonald strikeout guy has not acquiesced to this point. He grounded out to third in the first inning, reached on an error in the third, and stole a base in that frame as well. Crail at second, one gone, and it'll be a single and an error. The juggle in right by Tyler Williams. Second error, first to the plate. That fades in for a called strike on the inner half, 0-1. Five hits for West Virginia, four for State College. I checked that. Should be four apiece. I beg your pardon. Pitch. That's low and away, 0-1. So one run on four hits for both squads tonight. Where do you sign up for that? One ball, one strike. 2 millionth fan celebration ongoing here at the ballpark as well. Another finalist to be determined tonight as we extend the celebration to this first weekend of July. We've officially passed 2 million fans in Spikes history. Could not be more thankful to our Happy Valley community for that as the high fastball swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Crail leads off second as the go-ahead run, but Josh Malera is trying to satisfy the cravings of the crowd here in Happy Valley. The 1-2 up and in for a ball. 89 on the fastball that time. It's 2-2. Trying to tie up Brothers inside. Here's the set. And the 2-2. Line drive down the left field line, but hooks foul as it rattles off the fence in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Now, maybe sold out for the Central PA 4th Fest on Monday, but it's available for your group to head out and enjoy the all-you-can-eat buffet, which opens up when gates open. Lasts for 2 hours, so roughly an hour into the game, if everything is on time, and it usually is here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. But that Picnic Pavilion offers great seats, great chance to get some souvenirs at late. 2-2, there goes Crail, the liner past Karstetter into left field. That'll score Crail, hit and run action, digging for second is Brothers, the throw is late, and Brothers digs in. As Karstetter was going to cover third base, and Brothers executed the hit and run to perfection, he hit it exactly to the spot vacated by the third baseman. You usually don't see that play executed like that with a runner headed toward third. Usually it's with the middle infielder leaving, it creates a big gap. That's not a big gap on the left side when you're attacking third base like that. And Brothers found it. That may be a double for Brothers. And it is. RBI double to make it 2-1 West Virginia. Here's Ryan Hernandez now. Oh, and a strike to Ryan Hernandez. Mr. Jones has returned. Super nachos.
And then I went down the right field line.
Yes.
In the former Burgertopia. That
yes.
is where Bradley's Cheesesteaks happens to be.
Absolutely.
You got a cheesesteak for Joe with just American cheese on it.
I'm a without guy. I don't like the onions on my cheesesteak. Breaking ball swung on and missed, 0-2.
And as usual at Bradley's Cheesesteak, two parts, A, well-treated, and then an outstanding job of making it to specifications.
Oh, yes.
So Bradley's, I know they're listening on the monitor there. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Down there, right adjacent to the fun deck.
Oh, yes. Great crew, and that's a great location as well as the 0-2 pitch bounced in, blocked by Columbus, trying to get Hernandez to chase. He would not. 2-1 West Virginia here in the top of the fifth, and I cannot wait to dig into my Bradley's cheesesteak here. Looks delicious.
One of the many many great culinary delights here at the ballpark.
Yes, I was going to say, your Super Nachos from Salsa.
Salsa.
Look impeccable.
It's the point where I'm paying for it.
Oh, yes.
And they're already making it without my specifications. They know.
Yes, indeed. Swing and a miss by Hernandez. That's the first strikeout for Josh Malares tonight. It's the fifth for Spikes Pitching, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health, check out kids.mountnittany.org. I should point out as well, Super Nachos, well, they're red, white, and blue chips here on this 4th of July weekend. Very apropos.
Perfect.
Pitch to Hunter May, a check swing, called a strike at the plate by Toby McKnight.
And don't forget about Sweep mm-hmm. at the first and third base sides, both locations. Don't
Absolutely.
Forget about Franks.
Yep, a little shuffle in the restaurants, so to speak, here at the park, the food selection, but all your favorite options still available, and in fact, some new ones as well.
The grill is always great.
Oh, yes.
Which includes, by the way, Burgertopia, which is down to our right. Nuts yep. for You is right below us. Smokies, right below us.
You know, I asked Luke Seidel what he was most looking forward to back here at the ballpark, and he told me cinnamon roasted almonds and Nuts for You.
Oh.
The smell of that just tempted him, and I told him, Luke, we sit above that every single night here. It just tempts us so much throughout the course of the season.
Here's my issue, Joe, and it's really simple. I think they do it deliberately.
That's the thing. They don't even need to pump those smells up here. They're just right underneath us. All they need to do is make some more of those delicious cinnamon roasted nuts. And
they're right next to the sausage, too.
Exactly. Here's the 0-2. Just off the plate.
And Belinda working down at customer service at that desk today.
Oh, yes.
Great to have her in. And all the great ushers that we have here. The great EMTs we have here, our great security people here. Our ushers yep. go the extra mile. They are the contact between the club and the fan.
The 1-2 called, strike three. Breaking ball over the outside corner, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Josh Malares to finish the top of the fifth. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedic. One run on two hits, one error, one runner left on base. End of four and a half. We're halfway home here in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Strangest things night, but has been too strange here. Not when you've got great food items like ours. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack. Thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Offs, excitement's back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, scratching's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Let's Take College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bark in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spikes.
Bottom half of the fifth inning here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, and a pitching change for West Virginia as Becker goes one inning on the mound. He's replaced by Ryan Mann, the right-hander out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, Gwinnett College down in Georgia. That's a spot that several Spikes are familiar with. His fifth appearance of the year, a 2-0 record, a 5.4 ERA, five innings of work. He's allowed three runs, all earned on three hits, six strikeouts to five walks, a 176 opponent's batting average. Jordan Williams, who took over in center field in the fourth inning, gets his first at-bat tonight, and going sans gloves, the switch hitter batting as a lefty against the righty man, takes a ball low. Here's the 1-0 from the righty, and that slapped down the first baseline. Foul was taken in by Ryan Hernandez, but to no avail. Becker, in his inning of work, allowed one hit but forced a double play. He struck out a batter as well, only threw eight pitches, six of them for strikes. A quick night's work for Austin Becker. 2-1 lead for West Virginia, though, so Becker is the pitcher of record in the game. The 1-1 to Williams, and that's sent high in the air, right center field, ranging over his chalupa. It'll give way to the center fielder, Sam Crail, who lost his cap on the way to the ball, but still was able to sight it correctly and make the catch for the out. One gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Keyshawn Ogins. The shortstop is 1-for-2. Grounded out to second base in the opening frame, singled and scored in the third. Kids run the bases after the game tonight, and actually, because it's Strangest Things night, it'll be flipped around, things turned upside down. The kids will actually be entering from the third base side, and they'll be going from home around the incorrect order of the bases. I brought up in the meeting earlier today, that's the Jimmy Pearsall order, and nobody got it. One out to Ogins. That's okay. A ball outside.
Yesterday, DJ Dozier was here.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Dozier scored the winning touchdown against Miami in the Fiesta Bowl in the 86 National Championship game.
Oh, yes.
All-American, first-round pick Vikings. Played with the Vikings, the Lions.
In tight for a ball, 3-0 to Ogins.
And also played in the majors with the New York Mets and the San Diego Padres.
Yep.
I had to explain to people who he was. I almost went home.
3-0. Ogins shows bunt. The pitch runs inside and hits Ogins on the left arm.
And he's got some pain here. If he doesn't, if it's too much, then we might see Lucas Cook.
Yep. Dave Tremblay coming down to check on him. And Ogins has shown the bunt on several occasions on 3-0. Pitch ran inside on him. Well, he's hit by the pitch, so he should get first base, I would think. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to stay in the game. Yeah, Dave Tremblay examining right now. And
are they saying it fouled it off?
Wow.
I'm saying they're saying it was a foul ball.
Well, 3-1 the count. I thought for sure that him in the left arm, certainly Keyshawn's reaction would lead. Did you believe that way? Unless they're saying he swung before it hit him. But the pitch, a 3-1, is popped up on the infield. Shortstop Blaze Brothers, ranging over towards second base, makes the catch as he steps on the bag. Two down, bottom of the fifth.
Well, nobody argued. Let's start with that.
Yeah,
there's
that's
no
true.
Argument.
No. Although that only would have been strike one.
Right.
But nevertheless, they rule that he swung prior to being hit by the pitch. So here is Karstetter, the third baseman, walked in the first, singled in the third. Do want to mention, Jimmy Pearsall ran the bases backwards. Yeah. I believe he hit his 100th career home run and did so. And the next day, baseball passed a rule saying you can't do that on a home run.
No, you can't.
You have to run first to second to third to home. Pitch in tight to Karstetter, 1-0 the count. Man into the windup and the pitch.
Was it Anthony Perkins that played him in the movie?
Yes, Fear Strikes Out.
Yes.
It's also a great story in ball four. Pearsall's playing for the Yankees and starts hurling insults at him. So Pearsall's running back to grab a ball in left field, all the while just continuing to keep up the conversation. Grounder on to third. Bouncing throw to first, but dug out by Ryan Hernandez. A great play by the West Virginia first baseman as Benjamin Greer made the throw from deep. And the spikes go down in order in the bottom of the fifth. Five innings complete here at Medler Field of the Bronto Park opener this holiday weekend series. It's West Virginia 2, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
What drew me to medicine was the interaction with patients and making them feel better. I received a card from a patient. The patient stated that I was an example of what she always wanted in a doctor, of someone who was caring, who took the time to understand her needs. Reading that moved me, and it reminded me exactly why I wanted to go into medicine in the first place.
Podiatrist Christina Rowe Bauer sums up the esprit de corps at Penn State Sports Medicine.
What drew me to Penn State was that all of the physicians that I work with are truly amazing human beings. They care about their patients. I wanted to be a part of that. We're always doing new and inventive ways of looking at medicine, and that's something that really draws me. Being a part of Penn State and being a part of that was amazing.
Penn State Sports Medicine is proud to welcome Dr. Christina Rowe Bauer to our State College practice site. Dr. Rowe Bauer is welcoming new patients of any age for podiatry services. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Seven Mountains Wine Cellars is passion, perfection, and persistence. Three traits drive Seven Mountains Wine Cellars to create exciting new and different wines. Find Seven Mountains Wine Cellars in Spring Mills, on the Diamond in Ballsburg, and now at Spike's Games at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Enjoy 10-Point Red, Chardonnay, Blackberry Merlot, Tickle Pink, and our all-razzed-up frozen wine. Seven Mountains Wine Cellars, winners of the Pennsylvania Governor's Cup for both grape and fruit wines. Be sure to visit the one-of-the-kind World of Wine at Seven Mountains Wine Cellars.
Inning here at Medler Field at Lombardo Park. Josh Malaris back on the mound for his second inning of work. Merrick Chalup, Cameron Gurney, and Dante Stewart, the 5-6-7 hitters in the West Virginia order, two up. More scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Royals lead the Tigers 1-0 top of the fourth. Rangers on top of the Mets 1-0 bottom of the fourth. A happy Bobby Bonilla to 1-1. First pitch strike, and it's 0-1 to
1.1. $9 million on direct deposit. And we still have, what, 13 years to go? 14?
Just keeps giving and giving. The 0-1 flared to right center field. Might have broken the leadoff man for the Black Bears.
I mean, the NBA finally settled after 40 years the Spirits of St. Louis issue.
The Sona brothers are...
I got checks from the NBA.
Exactly. Instead of getting paid off to voluntarily leave when the ABA and NBA merged, they took, what, 1/9 of the TV money of the four teams that did join the NBA?
Yep.
In perpetuity was the deal.
And it kept getting bigger and bigger. Well, the final deal was so big with TNT, you know, with Turner and ESPN for $2.6 billion, they said, this ends now.
Exactly. Pitch to Gurney, fouled third base side. Now, it was a far side move on their part because in 1976, it wasn't exactly a big money TV deal for the NBA.
No. The Kentucky Colonels, whom everyone thought could compete right away in the NBA, took the $3 million.
Yep. And then John Y. Brown turned around and parlayed it into the Boston Celtics for $1.5 million.
Well, actually, this is what he did. He actually bought the Buffalo Braves.
Yes.
He then took the Buffalo Braves and traded it with Irv Levin.
Yep.
So now he's the Celtics. Levin's the Braves. Levin then eventually takes the Braves and moves them to San Diego.
0-1 to Cameron Gurney, breaking ball outside.
Where he sells them eventually to Donald Sterling as they become the San Diego Clippers and then move to Los Angeles to become the L.A. Clippers. We know what happened with Sterling. Steve Ballmer is now there. And by the way, the arena that they're building out there could be a site of a Big Ten basketball tournament.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that potential one day as the 1-1 fouled third base side will be part of the Olympic Games coming up in L.A.
Yes. Yep. 2028.
Yes.
The Big Ten football championship game. How about the Rose Bowl as a site? Yeah. By the way, the UCLA lease with the Rose Bowl.
Pitch high for ball 2-2.
Goes to 2044.
Ah.
Thought I'd look it up.
Yeah. And I bet the San Gabriels are just as nice in the regular season as they are in New Year's Day. The 2-2 outside, ball 3.
You sit in that venue and you just look around before you start the broadcast going, this is pretty good. I told Will Tiemann at Michigan State, I said, when you get there, I said, just take 60 seconds and look.
Yep.
He called me later. It's one of the best things he ever did.
Full count to Gurney. Runner goes. Pitch is high for ball four. So a walk to Gurney to put runners at first and second to start out the sixth inning. Now Josh Molaris will have to fight out of a bit of trouble here in the top of the sixth. But well equipped to do it. Again, as of late, he has been among the most dominant relievers in this State College Corps. Jordan Williams officially introduced to the crowd as the center fielder. We know he's been in the game for a few innings now.
Should have doffed his cap. I'm just kidding.
I did, by the way, hear the chant from the superfans after the upside-down third-inning stretch rendition, so I decided they deserved a curtain call.
They
so.
Needed it. You earned it.
Gods do not answer letters, but Joe Putnam does. Dante Stewart, the batter. Molaris' first pitch to him, skitters foul down the runway to the first base dugout.
Will Johnson danced out of the way of that one.
He sure did. He is thanking himself that he was in back of a padded fence there.
He's thanking everybody that he doesn't have my speed. My speed, he's plunked.
0-1 to Stewart. Middle infield at double play depth for the Spikes. And the 0-1 pitch down and away. One ball, one strike.
Just enough cloud cover now where the lights are taking over here.
Mighty big puffs of white moving in over right field as well. One ball, one strike. The pitch up and in. Fastball misses, 2-1. 88 on the gun for Molaris. I do want to stress those are white clouds moving in.
Yeah.
They are gorgeous here on what has turned out to be another fantastic evening for baseball in Happy Valley. Not that we had any doubt in this booth. The 2-1 fades outside. Nicked the outer edge. Got him. First strike, 2-2.
Yeah, last time out, Molaris got a hold in that game 3 days ago. Gave up only one hit, struck out one. It's the only base runner he had was that hit.
Yep.
Is that, to go with your point that he's been pitching so well lately.
Of course, had that two-inning outing as well to keep the Spikes in the game last Thursday in the tiebreaker win over Trenton. 2-2, that's fouled, first base side. Spikes were trailing 5-1 when Molaris came in
and
end up tying it, sending it to sudden death, and then Daniel Harper nailed it down. And Harper right now doing some baseball delivery. Or excuse me, that's Mark Adamiak that went out and delivered the baseballs. I do believe that we'll see Harper later on in this game.
Yeah, I think this is a scheduled night for him.
Adamiak and Harper came in at the same time. SEC guys.
Yep.
Momentary confusion on my part. 2-2 to Stewart. That's fouled back to the screen, and the count remains the same.
That's okay. They're both down there. They can't figure out who's in their conference either.
Yep. The chairs are being rearranged all over the place. I hear quite a few forecasts saying it eventually it'll just be the SEC, the Big Ten, and everybody else. 2-2. That went a breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Columbus. Throw to first behind the runner. Tag applied by Simpson, and he's out. Gurney is... As he wandered too far off the bag, Columbus had the ball pinballing between his legs, but he's able to recover and uses that great arm to eliminate his opposite number at catcher from the base pass.
I talked to Dick Girardi today.
Mm-hmm.
Gurney, gone. I also talked to Jack Hamm. He wanted to tell you hi.
Yes. Always great to see Jack as the 3-2 foul back. Just started reading for the second time Michael McCambridge's Chuck Knoll biography.
Yeah, and Michael McCambridge did great work with that.
Absolutely. In the opening prologue, Jack Hamm says about the 70 Steelers, we all became clones of Chuck Knoll.
Yep.
Payoff pitch to Stewart. Down and away, ball four.
Well, let me give you a piece of that that applies to this game that we're watching or any game we watch.
Yep.
This is the attitude that they had, because Jack and I have talked about this 1,000 times on our football broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
When something bad happens, they had the ability, the Steelers, when they won 4 Super Bowls in 6 years, to say the heck with it and go to the next play. They never let it linger.
Yep.
This is a sport that we're watching right now. You cannot let anything linger. You can't let an at-bat linger.
First pitch to Benjamin Greer, called strike on the inner half.
You can't let an error in the field linger. You can't let a pitch linger. You got to go to the next one all the time.
Absolutely. And you can't let it carry over from a game. There's always another game the next day.
Yeah.
0-1 to Greer. Fastball high and away from the switch hitter, batting as a lefty, 1-1.
But that's what you know, something they picked up from Noel, right? The pep talk, I'll give you a good one. You'll love this. Two pep talk stories.
1-1. Fastball on a called strike. Inside corner, low in the zone, 1-2.
You want everybody, like, you know, go, fight, win. Columbus has to go to the dugout. His gloves got a problem. So he's go, fight, win. Yeah, come on, win for the Kipper. Noel would walk in. Okay, everybody, it's 12:50. We got to be in the runway, 12:55 for the national anthem. All right. That was the pregame speech. So one day they're at halftime of a game. I think it was in Houston. They're playing the old Oilers, who are now the Tennessee Titans for the uninitiated. And one of the rookies comes in, and you know, and the Steelers are not—they're not playing well. They're being beaten.
Yep.
Comes in all emotional, yelling and screaming, and Noel comes in, he looks at him, he says, "Will you sit down and shut up?" Gets to a whiteboard, he says, "This is what we're going to do." Draws up a couple things, says, "All right, let's go." They went out and won the game.
Yes.
But see, that's the attitude they had. Okay, look, okay, yelling and screaming doesn't do anything.
Yep.
It's a lesson for you, Joe. Yelling and screaming doesn't do anything. It's like, it's about execution.
Absolutely. Your professionals play the game professionally.
Yep.
One ball, two strikes to Greer, and here's a line drive to right field. Right at Tyler Williams makes the catch. Runners retreat back to first and second. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. I believe it was Andy Russell, who said in one of the America's Game pieces on the 70s Steelers that when he first he messed up a play in Chuck Knoll's first year, and he expected Chuck Knoll to just ream him out on the sidelines, and Chuck Knoll came up to him and said, what were you thinking there? What was your thought process on that play? He said, right then I knew he was a different kind of coach.
Yep.
Van Gupton Jr., number 9 hitter in the order up, he takes a strike.
Andy told me that when Noel came in, he made Andy move his back foot back 6 inches and over. And he's like, what is that going to do? He says, I was shocked.
Grounder up the middle. DeFreeze to his knees, tries a flip to second. Ogun's there in time. Well, it kind of slowly rolled along the ground, but Ogun's able to pluck it away for the force out on Stewart. And the 4-6 put out ends things. In the top of the sixth inning, Molaris gets into trouble with a little help from his friends. Molaris gets out of trouble. No runs, a hit, two runners left on base, 5.5 innings gone, 2-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discounted group room rates are available. The Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant,
the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Taparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Taparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients, 3566. And West Virginia goes back to the bullpen here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Wyatt Wendell checks into the game. Wendell, a right-hander taking over for Ryan Mann after Mann's two innings on the mound. Wendell making his fifth appearance of the season for the Black Bears. No record, a 4.5 ERA. He does have a hold to his credit. He's gone exactly one inning in each of his four outings. Four innings, two runs against him, six hits against him, five strikeouts, and he has not walked a batter yet with those six hits and an opponent's batting average of .333. Wendell out of Castle Rock, Colorado, but has completed his junior season at Purdue, where Lucas Cook will be headed to continue his collegiate career. A couple scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. Diamondbacks leading the Rockies 2-0, bottom of the first. Angels up 1-0 on the Astros, bottom one. Orioles and Twins, bottom one. They're scoreless. Later on tonight, Padres visit the Dodgers. Athletics visit the Mariners. The White Sox take on the Giants in San Francisco. The Cubs earlier today defeated the Red Sox 6-5. Blue Jays over the Rays 9-2. The Ramada out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by the Ramada Conference, State College Conference Center. As Will Simpson's first pitch swing is a ball that's lined and dropped into right field for a base hit. So Will's first hit of the night. It's the Spikes' fifth as a team. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Here's Alex Terrell, the designated hitter, 1-for-2. Struck out swinging in the second and drove in the Spikes' lone run to this point with his single to right center in the third. High launch angle on that swing, and he's a guy who can put it out of here at any time. Wendell out of the stretch, and the pitch smacked foul. First base side, goes into the runway onto the field. In between the bullpen box seats and the Spikes bullpen itself. Yeah, see, Brad Milanese on the Medler Field grounds crew picked that up, gave it off to a fan. They're about set to drag the field at the end of this sixth. Defense the same surrounding the mound for the Black Bears. Ryan Hernandez at first, Dante Stewart at second, Blaze Brothers at short, Benjamin Greer at third. Cameron Gurney still catching for the Black Bears in his debut with the club. The 0-1 missed outside. 1-1 to Terrell. Outfield for the Black Bears is Van Gupton Jr. in left, Sam Crail in center, and Merrick Chalup in right. The baseball chant widespread here at Medler Field, as you might hear. The 1-1 popped up foul, third base side. It's 1-2. And, well, you might hear those consistent keyboard parts suggesting a cry of charge. Doing things a little differently here, spearheaded in large part by the superfans behind home plate. But, of course, the super fans know that the guy with the button on all those calls for charge or baseball is the one that's really in control.
Yeah, well.
1-2 pitch, down and away. Alex lays off. Good eye from the Florida State product, 2-2.
I was concerned about Williamsport because they played charge. Everybody went, huh? okay, Joe, sometimes you can't take the lead from your mascot.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Breaking ball, lifted in the air, down the left field line, floating into foul territory, and Gupton chased after it, could not get to it. He had to skitter to a stop himself before smacking into the fence, separating the bullpen from the field. 2-2. Two runs, six hits for the Black Bears, a run on, five hits for the Spikes.
You know what bothers me is they play charge and they chant baseball. The outfield host goes, oh. kind of helps him out a little bit.
You know, when Boomer comes here, he's going to form a tag team with Boomer. You know that.
I understand that.
Throw to first, backstanding is Simpson.
All right. Even at an advanced age, I'm way quicker than either one of them.
2-2, swing and a miss, strike three. First strikeout for Wendell. The seventh of the evening for West Virginia pitching. Ryan Mann, by the way, went two innings. He allowed one hit, no runs. He did not walk a batter. He struck out one. Mann threw just 11 pitches in those two innings, five of them for strikes. Excuse me, a single inning of work for Mann. 11 pitches, five strikes, and the first pitch to Tyler Williams, a ball inside, 1-0.
Yeah, Becker worked the fourth. Yeah, I may have been buying you a cheesesteak, but I mean, I tried to pay attention to the game.
We got to stick on the right side up at some point here. Right? 1-1 foul to the screen above the first base.
I am not one that uses backwards K's.
I'm not either.
I put down K and a little L.
I go KC for
KC?
Call.
KC? Okay.
Yeah, I can't really draw a backwards K.
Neither can I. I haven't even tried.
It is interesting, though. Everybody has really their own personal notation that they use, and the 1-1's fouled to the first base.
That's what I tell my broadcasting class all the time. I said, use your own system.
Mm-hmm.
I said, when you make a football chart, I said, don't use mine. Mm-hmm. Use one where you can find the players.
Exactly. Because you're the one that has to pick out and find the information.
I don't need to find it. You do.
Here's the 1-2. Grounder on to short. Scooped up by Brothers from an E. Throw to second for one on to first. That throw not in time. A little slower throw from second, but they do nab the lead runner on the 6-4 put out.
That throw had nothing on it.
I think Dante Stewart recognized that. He slowly backs away, and he pats his chest. I think he's telling Ryan Hernandez right now, that was my bad on that throw.
That was going so slow, it was starting to beep.
Here's Lyndon Weaver, the left fielder, has reached base twice tonight. Walked and stole a base. 2-1 West Virginia, bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch. Turns Lyndon inside. It's a ball, 1-0.
Williams, send him. Now. 3-3 in stolen bases, 21-24 this spring. Send him.
Now throw on to first.
Oh,
Tyler dives back.
Now you definitely send him. Now you got me mad.
One and zero to Weaver. It's been a potent combination for the Spikes lately. Weaver and Williams. The 1-0. And this one is lifted in the air, left field. Might have broken the bat, ranging out for it. The shortstop Brothers and back pedaling. He makes the catch to end the sixth inning.
Lucky play, Joe.
Spikes with one hit, one runner left on base in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sixth inning complete. 2-1 lead for West Virginia.
I can't believe they make all these lucky plays.
And we'll be back with more after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go, Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer, from Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience, with a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Envisioning the landscape you always wanted can be a difficult task. The team of professionals at Green Horizon Landscape are here to assist you from beginning to end. Green Horizon Landscape will make your vision a reality. Please visit our website at greenhorizonlandscape.com and learn about the wide range of services we can provide, or call 814-466-2281. That's 814-466-2281 for your free estimate, and make your vision reality with Green Horizon Landscape.
Into the seventh inning here at Midler Field at Lebrano Park, and fans of Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh. You too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Lefty Trey Robertson takes over for the Spikes here in the seventh after Josh Malaris went two. But on a night with so much that is turned upside down here at the ballpark, lots of strange occurrences, it's nice to have somebody like Steve Jones that can steady the ship over the last three innings.
Iceberg dead ahead. 2-1 West Virginia as Trey takes over. Josh Malaris went two innings, gave up two hits, one run, struck out two, walked one. At the moment, he'd be the pitcher of record. Trey making his ninth appearance, Joe, 9 3rd, 5 earned runs, struck out 9, walked 4. He has a 4.82 ERA with a 1-1 record. And it's in the dirt for ball, 1-0 the count. In the game, he got the hold. He was outstanding.
Yep, he was the one that really combined with Malaris to keep, speaking of keeping the ship steady, they did in that one.
One of those, Sam Crail. Foul. Third base side toward the Geisinger kid zone and out of play. It's 1-1.
By the way, it's not too long from now. In fact, next Saturday, the 9th, will be the first of our free Geisinger kid zone nights on Clearfield County Community Night here at the ballpark, along with so much else going on that July 9th game.
Evan Mendoza inspired him. Line left center field. Weaver into the gap. Reels it in to make the catch. There's one gone. Now it does so much for a pitcher when the guys in the field can do things like that. One gone.
Yes.
Here's a McDonald strikeout by its Blaze Brothers. In an air and bounced to third. Two runs, six hits, no errors. West Virginia, 1-5-2 State College here in the top of the seventh inning. Brothers in the right-handed box. The lefty Robertson delivers. It's low for ball, 1-0 the count. Trey, the old 38th round pick for the Kansas City Royals. Second year with the Spikes. Great having him back, and he's pitched really well this year. 1-0. That's in there for a strike, 1-1 the count. What's really been impressive about Trey is Trey's top out was about 87 last year. He's been topping out at 93 this year. He's been getting 5 to 6 miles per hour more out of his fastball. That one he bounced in, it's 2-1. But what a difference that has made. 87, and really that was Trey's top out number last year was 87. He's up at 93 now at times. I mean, 6 more miles per hour. It's a little more giddy up. Top of the seventh, 2-1 West Virginia. 2-1 the count on Brothers with one out. Bases clean. The left-hander deals. Line down the left field line. Fair ball rolling to the corner to the 325 sign. Brothers around first on his way to second. He'll have a stand-up double. So Brothers with a stand-up double. And for Blaze Brothers, believe it or not, only the second double he's had this year. He has more home runs than doubles. It's his second one tonight. Ryan Hernandez is 1-for-3. Single to left in the first, struck out swinging in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth. Hernandez in the right-handed box as Robertson stares in. Looking after the double to the left. Wind blowing the left and brisk, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Set by Robertson. Trey looks at second and delivers. In there for a strike. Nice breaking ball. That was the curve ball that time from Trey. It's 0-1. Hernandez hitting .368. He's driven in 6 runs. He has a couple of home runs. 0-1. There goes the runner, brothers. Swing and a miss. And again, for some reason, that's the third time tonight on the transfer that Columbus has juggled or dropped the ball. And that's not how Ben plays. Second stolen base for brothers tonight. Columbus is not a guy. Columbus is as sure-handed as it gets. He's dropped 3 transfers tonight. Infield up now with an 0-2 count. 0-2. And the pitch. Outside corner, call strike 3. That's just what Trey Robertson and the Spikes needed. First strikeout for Trey Robertson. It's brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health Pediatrics website just for kids. Check it out at kids.mountainnittany.org. 7 strikeouts now for Spikes pitching. And Robertson gets his first, and here's Hunter May. May, 1-for-3, single to right in the first, struck out looking in the third, struck out looking in the fifth. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. One ball, no strikes. Robertson delivers. In the dirt, Columbus, great job to block it. He saved a run, 2-0 the count. 2 outs now, the infield is backed up. Against May, normal depth all the way around. Weaver and Jordan Williams can go back on hits. The pitch in tight, that just missed. It's 3-0. 3 balls and no strikes to Hunter May. Top of the 7th, 2-1 West Virginia. The pitch. And there for a strike, it's 3-1. West Virginia scored 1 in the 3rd and 1 in the 5th. The Spikes countered with their run in the bottom of the 3rd. West Virginia's out hit, the Spikes 7-5. 3-1 with 2 outs, Robertson delivers. That is lined to right field, Ty Williams is there and puts it away and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, runner stranded at 3rd. At the end of 6.5. 2-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Brews and Imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Bottom of the 7th inning, the Spikes find themselves down 2-1. It'll be Ben Columbus, Jake DeFries, and back to the top of the order, Jordan Williams. And here's the pitch. It's in there for a strike, it is 0-1. Wyatt Wendell delivers. Down low for a ball. It's 1-1 on Columbus. Into his second inning of work. So he's the first pitcher since the Grand Prix, the starter, to work more than one inning. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Took something off that one. It's 1-2. Columbus tonight is 0-1. He wrapped into a 4-6-3 double play in the fourth. 1-2 the count. The pitch. In the dirt, 2-2. That wind starching the American and Pennsylvania flags in left center, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Nobody's been able to take advantage of it yet. The pitch, way outside, runs it full 3-2. Very deep in center field is Crail. Normal depth in left and right for Gupton and Chalup. Roll foul, first base side toward Will Johnson. He'll pick it up there. Roll it to the dugout. Three balls and two strikes the count. Columbus waits, left-handed box, the pitch, swing ball. That is the first strikeout for Wendell. Jake DeFries is 0-2. Grounded to short in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. We'd like to get him on because he'll run. DeFries out of Crown Point, Indiana. Steps into that left-handed box. The pitch. It's wrapped up the middle. And knocked down by the shortstop, but he beats it out. An infield hit for DeFries. Brothers went to his left. He knocked it down. Now let's see if they run Jake. As you know by now, the story on Jake DeFries, 58 of 70 in stolen bases this spring at Gwinnett. With the spikes, he is 2-2. Jordan Williams is 0-1. He flew to center field in the fifth. After Luke Seidel opened the game in center field. Throw to first, DeFries is right next to the bag. Then you're the pitcher. Once you commit to throw, you have to throw it. So even though it looked ridiculous, if he stops, it's a balk. Freeze out to his lead. Delivers. Squared the punt, pulled back. It was low. One ball, no strikes. Spike's trying to tie it up here with one out in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1, West Virginia. DeFries with his first hit of the night, the sixth for the Spikes. Williams stares out. He goes set. Williams is ready. DeFries, good lead at first. Stays. Foul straight back to the screen, 1-1. By the way, great to have Paul Marbo back tonight. I know when I was getting the cheesesteaks, down at Bradley's, Joe was talking about Paul's West Coast trip, going to Chavez Ravine, to Dodger Stadium with the Arizona, Chase Field, Petco, throw to first. My old classmate Rick Berry is one of the minority owners of the San Diego Padres. The set. DeFries, they got it picked off. They got him picked off. Throw and tagged out at short. Well, just what you were hoping to get that guy on, hoping to get him running, and then he gets into a rundown. So Jordan Williams with a 1-1 count. One and one the count. Now he works on the windup. On the ground at first, Hernandez backs up. Feeds Wendell, steps in the bag, and the inning is over. Spikes get a hit, leave nobody. And at the end of seven full, it's still 2-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, Scratchin's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of, may have a torn rotator cuff, grandma needs a total knee, and then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding, and to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
Top half of the eighth inning. Trey Robertson back to work for the Spikes. And he will face Jalup, Gurney, and Stewart. 5, 6, and 7 in the West Virginia batting order. Jalup is 0 for 3. Jalup's 1 for 3. Flew to right in the first. Flew to right in the third. Single to right in the sixth. Merrick Jalup to the plate out of the Czech Republic. And Robertson, the left-hander, delivers. Outside corner for strike, get his 0-1. No balls on the strike, pop that one in at 90. Infield back, outfield straight away, normal depth, the pitch. That is to right field again. Everything's been to right. Edge of the track, it's Ty Williams, puts it away, and one down. He's flown to right 3 times, and he's singled to right. Cameron Gurney is 0 for 2. Bounced out twice to Will Simpson with the pitcher covering, and last thing walked, but was picked off. Scotland, Ontario. Batting from the left side. Robertson delivers. Let's just miss the outside corner. Looked tantalizing, but missed 1-0 the count. One ball and no strikes as Robertson deals. Way outside, 2-0. Tomorrow night, 6:35, Park of the Park 2, presented by the Baseball Bingo tomorrow night as well. 6:35 the start. 6:35 Sunday. Kids will run the bases. 2-0. It's fouled straight back, 2-1. The human cannonball, Dave Smith. Flying through the air after the game on Sunday. And then afterward, a fabulous fireworks display. 6:35 that start. 2-1. It's fouled, third base side. Geisinger Champions Club out of play. 2-2 the count. Nothing like being at the ballpark, but if you can't make it to the game, catch the Spikes in action at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream. Paro by Pixelot. Fouled back again. Still 2-2. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. One out, bases empty, top of the eighth. 2-2 the count, 2-1 West Virginia leads. Robertson for State College stares in and delivers. It's fouled again, third base side, Geisinger Champions Club out of play. Baseball is brought out by Kiernan Higgins. Two and two the count on Gurney. Wind is now blowing straight out. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. He had him completely fooled that time. And that strikeout, which for Trey is his second of the game, brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountainindy.org/orthopedics. Stewart, one for two. Infield hit, stole a base in the second, bounced the second in the fourth, walked in the sixth. First pitch, a strike, it's 0-1. Stewart now hitting 235. Bats on the right side. West Virginia run in the third, a run in the fifth. The pitch. It's fouled straight back. Just cleared the screen to the concourse and out of play. It's 0-2. Spike scored their run in the third. Two runs, seven hits, no errors. Bears. One run, six hits, couple of errors, spikes. Top of the eighth inning with two outs, bases empty. Robertson trying to work another clean inning. Trey stares in. Lefty puts that glove right in front of the face. Backs up and the 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Fastball at 91. Spikes will have 2, 3, and 4 in the bottom of the eighth. Ogans, Karstetter, and Simpson. 1-2. Up high. 2-2 the count. A little more cloud cover rolling in here. Tomorrow and Sunday, both 6:35 games will be beautiful nights for baseball. 2-2. Call strike three, got him. Great pitch. Popped in the fastball to get his third strike out of the ballgame. Popped it in at 89 miles per hour to get him looking. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. With My Mountain Indy Health, you can manage your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountainIndyHealth.com. 2-1 West Virginia. To the bottom of the eighth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, and the role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents. Watching the students see every intricate part of health, I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Let's Take College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bark in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mountain Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spikes.
Yep, that's SteakhouseSpikes.com. That's where you want to go. There have been times where a couple of people have gone to other sites to get tickets, and it hasn't been the best experience. You go to the official website, SteakhouseSpikes.com, you're all set. You'll have no issues. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ogans, Karstetter, Simpson. So now pitching is Zach Ottinger as he takes over here. As Wyatt Wendell went two innings, two hits, no runs, struck out two, did not walk a batter. And Zach Ottinger takes over here. So let's get to the Ottinger book. It looks like this. His ninth appearance, one save, 9 2/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, struck out 10, walked 2. Opposing hitters 222 against him. 6'1", 190-pound right-hander out of Marietta, Georgia. And he just had to change locker rooms. He went to West Virginia. Outside for a ball to Ogans. One ball and no strike the count. Ogans is 1-for-3 tonight. Single to left and scored in the third. He's also bounced to second and popped to short. Even the bag at third is Greer. Checked it. That's a strike. 1-1 the count to Ogans. Spike's trying to find a run here to tie it up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Down 2-1. And they've got the part of the order up that can do it. Ogans in the right-handed box. Waits the pitch. That is on the ground. Right field. Base hit. Tying run aboard as Keyshawn makes the turn. And that will bring Kevin Karstetter to the plate. Hits are now even at 7. Now the question is, can the Spikes even the score on the board? Down 2-1. Karstetter is 1-for-2. He walked in the first. Single to left in the third. Grounded to third in the fifth. That wind blowing to left now, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. You get one up into the jet stream here, it's going to fly. Ogans leads off first. Set and the pitch. Low and outside for a ball with a fastball, 1-0 the count. And Ogans has not had the greatest success stealing bases for the Spikes, 1-4. He was 4-6 at Cal this spring. Set. Ottinger delivers. Checked it. Throw to first. Ogans back easily. They called that a strike. It's 1-1. No, it's 2-0. He called it a ball. He just changed it himself. 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes on Karstetter. Ogans inches out to his lead at first. Ottinger leans in. Glove on that left hip. Now goes set. Kevin calls time. Will Simpson on deck. Again, this is going to be the 4th of July weekend with great baseball and great promotions. 2-0. It's on the ground to third. Greer has it. Second one. And on the transfer, he dropped it, but he is out. It's the right call. It's on the transfer via fielder's choice. Will Simpson's 1-for-3. Grounded to second in the first. Line to left in the third. Single to right in the sixth. See, this Karstetter may have better speed than Ogans. See what Simpson can do. And Terrell's on deck. 814-272-1711. Buy print. StayCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office or just walk up. The pitch. And he went around, a pitch in the dirt, and Karstetter takes off for second, and he's there. That'll be a wild pitch that gets Kevin to second. And it's an 0-1 count on Simpson. But it puts this tying run with good speed in scoring position. And keep in mind, Crail's very deep in center. Chalup is deep in right as well. Probably normal depth by Gupton in left, even though I think he's like two steps deeper as well. Simpson's got power, so you got to play him deeper. Takes the conventional double play off the board. Now with a runner on second, Ottinger wants to talk to Gurney about indicators in all likelihood. Fireworks on Sunday night. Dave the Bullet Smith. The Human Cannonball Saturday night. Sunday night fireworks. Human Cannonball, Dave the Bullet Smith, Sunday night. Tomorrow, Saturday, baseball bingo. Park of the Park 2 presented by the Center Daily Times. 0-1, Karstetter goes, swing and a miss, throw to third, he's in there. Kevin steals his 8th base of the season. But Simpson, but now you're in a spot where contact may be enough. Well, West Virginia's going to bring the infield up. If Will can get the ball to the outfield, Kevin will score. 8th stolen base of the season for Kevin Karstetter. 0-2 to Simpson. Outside for a ball, 1-2 the count. Tantalizing, but not close enough. Alex Terrell on deck. Infield on the grass, almost all the way around. Hernandez, the first baseman, even at the bag. 1-2 to Will. On its way. Swung on and missed. They have to complete the strikeout at first and do. Carstetter holds. Two outs. Terrell is 1-for-3. He drove in the spikes run in the third. He's also struck out swinging in the second, struck out swinging in the sixth. Infield will back up now with two outs. Danny got out there to pick up the bat. Two and one the count. It should be 2-1 our score. Terrell at the play with Carstetter on third. And the pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-0. Terrell with six RBIs in his short time with the team, including one tonight. Carstetter on third. Error, single, pass ball, wild pitch, something to get him in. The pitch. Down low and inside. It's 2-0. 2-1 West Virginia. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Carstetter's on third. Tying run right now 90 feet away as he gets out to a walking lead. 2-0 to the big left-handed hitter. The pitch. Down the line, but foul. He hooked it into the fun deck, and it bounces out of the park. That probably went about 380, 390 feet. If not further. 2-1 the count. Ottinger goes set. Carstetter at third. 2-1. Down low, 3-1 to Alex. Spike's trying to tie this game up in the bottom of the eighth with two outs. Carstetter on third. Outfield very deep all the way around. Ottinger, right-hander, works from the first base side, goes set. The pitch. Broken bat on the ground to second. Stewart has it, throws him out. Threat extinguished. End of eight. 2-1. West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The reason I got into medicine is because of my curiosity to understand what health is. A combination of physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. The role of family, community, and society in one's health is also something that always interests me.
At Penn State Health Medical Group, family medicine doctor Madhvi Singh tells of teaching, caring for, and learning from her patients.
What brought me to Penn State Health is, apart from caring patients, I have an opportunity to be able to teach medical students and residents, watching the students see every intricate part of health. I love taking care of my patients. They inspire me. They are always very kind to me, and it gives me an opportunity to learn from them.
Penn State Health Medical Group offers family medicine at four convenient locations in State College. Call 814-235-2480 to make an appointment.
Let's Take College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bark in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spikes.
All right, Trey Robertson went two innings, gave up nothing. Two innings, one hit, no runs, struck out three, did not walk a batter, and gives way now to Daniel Harper after Robertson's outstanding outing tonight. Harper is out there for the third time as a Spike. Daniel had a save his last time out. 1-0 with that save. Struck out two and walked one and has not given up a run and has given up only two hits. And he got that save 3 days ago at Frederick. Daniel Harper takes over here out of the University of Kentucky and Fairway, Kansas. 26 appearances this year for the Cats, all in relief. They only had 2.15 against him this year in the SEC. 2.72 ERA. Only 28 hits and 36 and a 30 at a 4-1 record. Struck out 33, walked 19. 3 years ago, he was in the Cape Cod League with Brewster. And with the Whitecaps, he pitched in 7 games, started 5 for Brewster. So he'll face Benjamin Greer, 0-for-3. Struck out swinging in the second. Grounded back to Noel, the pitcher, in the fourth. Lined out to Williams and Wright in the sixth. Pitch, and that is in there for a strike. In the ninth inning, the Spikes have Dew, Tyler Williams, Lyndon Weaver, and Ben Columbus. 6, 7, and 8. Harper delivers. Swing and a miss. Threw the fastball right by him. It's 0-2. Harper, the right-hander, works from the third base side of the mound. Daniel, 6'4", 220 pounds, 23 years of age. The pitch, way outside. It's 1-2. That's a purpose pitch. .635 tomorrow. Baseball bingo, by the way. Kids run the bases tomorrow. Bark in the Park, too. Presented by the Center Daily Times. Pitch. He went around. Strike three. Got him. Spikes pitching. The first for Daniel Harper. And that strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. Have you had a great Mountain Indy Health experience? Take a moment to review us on Google. Help spread the word about the great care that you're getting in our great community. Van Gupton to the plate. Number 9 hitter is 0-for-2. Grounded out to Simpson at first and the second. Simpson made a great catch and a foul ball in the fifth. And then a fine play on a fielder's choice to get him out in the sixth. First pitch to him, a strike. Owen won the count. Fireworks Sunday. Dave the Bullet Smith. Human Cannonball Sunday. It's going to be spectacular. Went around. That's a strike. Owen 2 the count. Both 6:35 starts. 814-272-1711. Buy print. StayCollegeSpikes.com. Go to the box office. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches. Two outs. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 17 locations. Meet our team at MountInDy.org. And Sam Crail back to the top of the order. 1-for-3. Struck out swinging in the first. Walked. Stole 2 bases, including home in the third. And then singled and scored in the fifth. He scored both West Virginia runs tonight. He lined out to Weaver and left his last time up in the seventh. That is lined up the middle in the center field. It's going to fall for a base hit. Crail makes the turn after his second hit of the game. And that'll bring up Blaze Brothers to the plate. The McDonald strikeout guy hasn't even been close to striking out. He is 2-for-4. Bounced the third and the first. Reached on an error. Stole a base in the third. Doubled to knock in a run in the fifth. Doubled the left and stole a base in the seventh. So Brothers at the plate. Here in the Virginia throw to first back in time. Hits are now even at 8. You can always walk up too. I talk about, if you want to get your tickets in advance, so you pick out your seats. That's what you do. If you want to walk up, you can do that too. Some of the biggest crowds here have been walk-up crowds. 2-1. There goes Crail. Pitches a strike. Throw to second. He is out at second base. Ben Columbus guns him down, and the inning is over. One more chance for the Spikes. We go to the bottom of the ninth. 2-1 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Caparilla Furniture, always the best seat in the house. Maybe that's because we're Center County's oldest locally owned furniture store. We've been your source for stylish, on-trend home furnishings since 1952. Always the name brands and quality you can trust. Always the best room makeovers and in-home design team. Always the best finance offers. And always the best price every day. Guaranteed. Caparilla Furniture in Bellefonte. Always the best seat in the house. Play ball.
Let's go Spikes. College Township is proud to be the home of the Spikes. Before or after the game, be sure to check out all that College Township has to offer, from Millbrook Marsh and Spring Creek Park to Mount Nittany and the Village of Lamont. Shop and dine in one of our many fine establishments, and remember to visit us online at collegetownship.org for all things College Township. Now, batter up.
Let's turn a trip to the branch into a tap on your phone. Let's hit pause on a lost debit card without hitting pause on life. That's how First National Bank is redefining convenience, with a top-rated mobile app that puts more security and control at your fingertips and friendly people to help you succeed right by your side. Let's get started at fnb-online.com or your local First National Bank. FNB member FDIC.
Ninth inning, spikes as Zach Ottinger goes back to work. He will face Tyler Williams, Lyndon Weaver, and Ben Columbus. 6, 7, and 8 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Williams and Weaver each homered last night at Frederick. So here we go, bottom of the ninth, last chance. Williams, 0 for 3 tonight. Struck out swinging in the second, struck out swinging in the third, fielder's choice in the sixth. And the pitch. Up high, checked it. Did he go? No, it's 1-0. Plenty of speed in these two spots with Williams and Weaver. Lots of speed. 1-0. In there for a strike, 1-1 the count. Went at him with a fastball that time. 95 on the gun, 1-1 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss late on that one. 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. Goes set. As Tucker Shaley. Shally delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Tucker Shally comes back and strikes him out. One out for the Spikes. Ottinger went one inning. Gave up one hit. Struck out one. Now Tucker Shally will face Lyndon Weaver. Which is a strike. No balls and one strike the count. And it's 0-2. He's just firing just unadulterated gas right now. 0-2 on Weaver. Shally delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three on three pitches. Wow. Last six pitches he's thrown, all fastballs, all strikes. Two outs. Spikes down there. Last out. Shally making his eighth appearance. You never know, he has a 3.27 ERA. He struck out 12 now and walked only three, including the two he has tonight. It's on the ground, left side. Backhanded in the hole. Long throw. Gets him in time, and West Virginia wins the opener 2-1. Back with more in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
I was probably in junior high. I really liked fixing things, and I still do, and the orthopedics allows us to do that.
From a childhood dream to becoming one of the top orthopedic surgeons at Penn State Sports Medicine, Dr. Paul Scherbondi shares his journey.
I found over the years that I've become more of what I would call the family team orthopedic doctor. I do a lot of intergenerational care. I take care of grandma, dad. Dad may have a torn rotator cuff. Grandma needs a total knee. And then I'll see junior with a broken arm. To have the ability to take care of families is very rewarding. And to have a grandma bring their grandchild in to see you is an endorsement of your skills as a physician.
Penn State Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of any age or activity level. Call 814-865-3566 for an appointment.
The Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring P.J. Harrigan's Restaurant is proud to be the official host hotel for the State College Spikes. The Ramada is a full-service facility offering free weekday hot buffet breakfast with 20,000 square feet of flexible meeting space perfect for conferences, social events, and weddings. Discount. Ramada also has the largest and best outdoor pool and pavilion, perfect for outdoor summer gatherings, with pool party packages also available for our indoor pool. Contact the sales office at 814-238-3001 for more information on group packages. Then join us at PJ Harrigan's, featuring the best happy hour in town, and try our new pub menu with daily appetizer specials. Don't miss a visit to the Ramada Conference and Golf Hotel featuring PJ Harrigan's Restaurant, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes.
Pennsylvanians are creating their own soundtrack thanks to PA Lottery Scratch-Off's Excitement's Back. Pennies, nickels, dimes, or quarters, no matter your choice, Scratchin's always in order. With big top prizes and second chance drawings, thrills await. They're out there calling if it's excitement you seek. And you're looking for action? Play the PA Lottery. And keep on scratching. Must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Let's Take College Spikes return home Saturday night. Bring your pup out for Bork in the Park 2, presented by the Center Daily Times. Game time is 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30. And the first 150 dogs get goodies from Happy Valley Insurance. Plus, after the game, kids can run the bases thanks to Mount Nittany Health. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at State College Spikes.
Well-pitched game on both sides tonight, really well-pitched. And in the end, West Virginia had enough to win it, 2-1. Two runs, eight hits, no errors, and West Virginia left eight. Spikes had one run, eight hits, two errors, and left six. Ryan Mann will get the win. He's 3-0. The loss will go, and this, you know, it's tough to give anybody a loss tonight, but Josh Molaris will get it. He's 0-1. Save to Tucker Shally, who was dominant in the ninth to get his first save of the year. Time of the game, 2 hours, 2,208 here at the ballpark this evening. So West Virginia gets the opening game of this three-game set, but you know what? There are two more coming up this weekend. Bark in the Park 2 is coming up tomorrow night. Brought to you by our good friends at the Center Daily Times. Kids run the bases tomorrow. And also baseball bingo tomorrow. Sunday. Woohoo! Sunday. Let's see. Would the prime attraction be the human cannonball, Dave the Bullet Smith? Would the prime attraction be fireworks? Oh, what the heck, it's the Spikes. We're going to do both. It's all at 6:35 coming up on Sunday. Tickets available at 814-272-1711. See if you want to pick out your seats ahead of time, which we recommend always. You can also go to the box office, get your tickets. And you can buy and print at statecollegespikes.com. Remember, it's statecollegespikes.com, where you're guaranteed exactly what you want and the buying experience you want. And also, okay, no fail. You can just walk up, too. All right? But if you want to pick out your seat, those are the options. What a 4th of July weekend we're going to have. It's the Spikes. Of course they're going to do it big. It's affordable. It's fun. Of course it's the Spikes. That's what they do. 2-1 the final. West Virginia wins it. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.